Don't sneeze or you'll catch a disease.
Today's episode is all about polio. We'll learn how polio came to be, what happened in the process, and why it evolved that way.
Let's dive into the pool of polio.
Hey Stella, did you know that polio is one of the most feared diseases in the whole world?
Really? What even is polio?
Polio is a disease caused by the polio virus. It affects mostly young children and can lead to death in really serious cases.
That's crazy. How does polio spread?
Polio spreads from person to person, usually through unsafe food and water. Polio enters the body through the mouth and gets bigger as it makes its way through your body.
Wow, that's pretty scary. But polio doesn't seem too common lately. What happened to it?
Thanks to the amazing creation called vaccines, polio is almost non-existent in most parts of the world. John Enders, as well as Thomas Weller and Frederick Robbins, were very important in the process of creating the polio vaccine.
They seem pretty cool. What did they use to fight against polio?
Vaccines were the main tool used to control polio. Jonas Salk developed the first effective polio vaccine. Albert Sabin then developed an oral polio vaccine, which made it easier to manage. Do you know if polio is completely gone now?
Not quite. There are many cases in most countries, but a few regions still have some cases. Several vaccination efforts are crucial to make certain polio is completely gone.
Oh no, what are some of the symptoms?
There are symptoms such as vomiting, stiffness in the neck, headaches, fever, pain in the limbs, and fatigue.
That sounds very tough to deal with. I wonder when polio started.
Polio did not begin until the later part of the 19th century, but evidence shows that polio is really an ancient disease.
That's so interesting. Who was the patient zero?
They say that there is no clear record, but I'm sure it was a very long time ago. What can we do to help?
Make sure you stay informed and watch out for sick people. Stay safe.
This helped my knowledge on polio. Thanks for the information.
No problem. It's very important to stay informed so you don't be the next to catch it. Remember this next time someone sneezes on you.